90 Day Fiancé.
A Rainy Day Podcast.
What is up, fam? Welcome back.
Part
to
two,
the last episode of this season for us. We're going to close it out with part two of the tell-all. And before we get into any of that stuff, So we have a drop. Whoa, time out. What is going on? Hold on. Okay, there we go. Sorry. That's a technical problem. We have a Drop Squad member who's been with us for a while who heeded my call for aliens and still wants us to talk about. She sent me a DM. She said, what are your thoughts on the Sumerians and the interactions with the aliens? And I told her, I'm like, hey, listen, Jess, I love the question, but I've been burned too many times.
I'm afraid of my wife. She's a monster.
I know now, like I've talked about many times on the podcast about new husbands who haven't hit those potholes yet. Obviously, I know that this isn't something that's...
I'll try to be better.
Quite
I just,
the thing that we are...
I have strong feelings.
Can discuss on mic, let's say that.
Let's just... It doesn't come out well. I believe there are aliens. I just don't believe that they're this.
I don't think we should go deep into this.
Okay.
But anyway, thanks for the question. I appreciate it. Okay, listen. So now, moving forward, this is going to be our last episode. So if you want us to come back and discuss anything,
just
let me speak.
You're being creepy.
I'm not being creepy. I'm saying give us some relationship questions. Give us some relationship questions. And we can shoot us in the Instagram DM or a comment or something.
I mean,
and
no,
we can talk about a whole episode. I'm not doing any more than 90 Day unless it's like a decent show.
Unless, yeah, okay.
That little relationship.
Decent show? Yeah.
No, the relationship, let's go on dates and we're like whatever.
No. We're
that's
not gonna
garbage.
Do that nonsense.
Yeah, so there's no shows right now.
There's one comment. Don't worry about it.
Well, I don't see anything. So we'll be off for a while. If wants to hear us talk about anything, send us some relationship questions. I enjoy the relationship questions. It's fun.
Me too.
Anyway, okay. Let's get into some show stuff. So,
we've got three couples.
Let's play a game.
That was sweet.
Now, let's say this. I got to phrase this properly. I thought about this question while driving home today. I was like, if I ask it this way, it's going to be inflammatory.
Inflame me.
Okay. What do you, I know you don't care about Andrew's position.
Ugh.
Do you think we should have heard his side of the story?
No.
That's
you
want to
know why? Can we start
with
him? I could
have asked it better. I don't know how I should have
asked. The way he storms away, we'll start with that. He storms away because she refuses to be on camera at the same time as him. Okay. And then he's like, I'm not doing this unless she's on stage and I can be on stage with her. That's an abuser. I swear to you, he is.
I don't know anything about
1,000%
abuser
because he wants his way and his anger was like, you could like, smell it.
Okay, so I don't dibble and dabble in the Reddit, but people, I saw a quick glimpse of Reddit posts, and people, like, this is a real thing, I guess. I don't know much about it, so I need to respect it. So, yeah, I guess, and I defended him in the beginning. Because,
I thought you were going to fight me.
No, I'm not. I defended him in the beginning because I didn't think that him just staying at the resort and doing whatever he was doing was a problem.
Four-wheeling?
But I see as the whole thing evolved how, he's kind of a, as Christy would say, douche canoe.
He's a douche canoe. And so Amira is like, I am so proud of her, even though she a little bit seemed a little goofy tooth.
What was she wearing? Like, what was that, like, red, not corset, but like this kind of like top that was like weird. It was a little...
I mean, too sexy. I don't remember what she was wearing.
She had this red thing that was like...
Like a bustier?
Yeah, but you could see like her midriff and it was like it was weird. It was nice. Like she has a nice body, but I'm like, that was a little much for someone who's scared to be on camera. It was kind of like shaking.
I think she was okay, I'm gonna, just going to say, she was in a space of like, he can't control me. She said this.
Yeah, like, she's very powerful. Very like.
Like, I am not going to be like under his thumb.
Yeah,
manipulated. And I feel like she has been, because otherwise she wouldn't have gone to Mexico. She didn't really want to do that.
Yeah.
And then Serbia?
What do you think about the revelations that we heard from her, that like kind of the pieces of the puzzle that we didn't get to see?
Like what?
I can't think of the details now.
I don't remember any details.
It was yesterday. I'm like, anyway, but there were some pieces that like the people on the show were like, oh, I didn't know that. What if he's telling, like, and Rebecca was very much
a douche canoe.
Rebecca was very much putting on her old detective hat and being like, if that's true, then I am.
It's like, true. And then Julia.
Some people
not
are
my
like,
favorite person of the show.
That's what somebody else said on Reddit. Like,
she's like, well, I feel
used to
for
like
him.
You.
Okay. And then Jovi. Well, he took time to come here. These people were defending him for a second. For a split second. Because they don't know. Maybe they haven't watched the show.
It's a very...
I feel like if they watch the show, he's the worst. And did you see his goddamn purple top?
Time out. I hate him. And his hair.
Ugh. Everything about him I hate.
So let me just pause and let me step back and like throw my even keeled view on it. I don't know if you, so from, let's just say Jovi's perspective again, and I'm being a male, I think if you have been abused and emotionally abused, you would have a different perspective of this, because you know what it feels like, and you have
he's
clues.
Definitely abusive.
I have no clue. I have not even had a,
you wouldn't say
I'm not close enough to
no.
Wait, what, really?
But you, I mean, sometimes you like act like I'm the monster.
Let's not this at this section. Let's not bring our personal.
I'm just saying, it. Like, oh, you said you okay. Thank you.
I'm. Wait a second.
Noted. But yeah.
I'm just saying. I can't spot
I've
it.
I've never been like manipulative to you. Like.
Yeah, I could see that shit away a mile away. If it was really happening, I think it would be.
She's been like ground down into the ground of the dirt,
and we don't see the things that he's like yelling. She said she was yelling at her.
Text.
He said he was yelling. He would yell
the
at her.
The text five.
Yeah,
four,
that's very.
Da, 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 three. Yeah, yeah, two. Yeah. Like that is crazy.
And she's like, well, "Why would I want to come and have a kid with you right away? As soon as we get there, like,
yeah,
you know,
no.
Like I was being forced to like want to have a kid right away when I land."
That's psycho.
Yes, and while, like, and she still almost came.
Yes.
Now.
Okay, I know
now.
What you're gonna ask me right this second. I know, as I live and breathe.
She's got a new boyfriend.
Oh no, I thought you were gonna ask me something.
And
else.
He's an American.
Oh yeah, sure.
So she's hunting for the card.
Why? She's in France.
You don't think she's hunting for the card?
No, I'd much rather be in France. Maybe because I am American.
Why
and
does
I
she
don't appreciate it?
Why does she want to be in?
I don't know. Maybe she has a thing for American men. Like some people like British men.
That's true.
Some people like Australian men. Some people like. Whatever.
Do you think if it was the other way, if it was 90 the other way, that they were coming to her, would it be a?
Sure. What does she want to come to the U.S.
for? I don't
for?
Know.
She lived.
But she got a boyfriend right away. She's like,
because she's gorgeous. Of course, she got a boyfriend.
I'm not
right
saying
away.
That. I'm just saying she recovered. She got herself back together. And now she's.
I don't know if she's
on
recovered.
The well, she says she. I don't know what that means.
I don't. That's the backup.
What, the rewind? This a rewind sound?
No, the dee doo dee doo. I don't think she's necessarily recovered because her. She was still like really raw about Andrew.
Yeah.
Ugh, girl. And I think I'm hopeful that she's watched everything that like all of the Instagram, all of the things people say, like no one is on his side.
Yeah, it was a lot of hate for that dude.
Cause he's a, as I would say, douche canoe.
Okay.
But so let's go back. So Rebecca, she's like, oh, after he explains that he was only here to talk to her, Rebecca's like, oh no, that's not a good. And
that was like, again, he's
trying to take control and like not going to happen. And you know what happened when he didn't get control?
He pouted and ran away.
Mm-hmm. That's what they do.
Who's they?
Abusers.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't have to be physical. It can be emotional.
All right. Fair.
So Amira does not want to see him. Mm-hmm. When's the last time you talked to him? When he asked for his ring back.
And she said she sent gifts to her family. Like, I'm not sure what you were thinking you were going to get, like, a positive response from sending a ring back and get, like, the move to send presents and expect, like, a thank you was a little much.
Wait, who sent presents?
Amir. Or not, yeah, Amir.
Amira?
Yeah, she said she sent back the ring and she sent presents for the family.
I didn't remember that.
Seemed odd. Like, and she expected, like, thank you.
I think she's got, she's like, she needs to do some healing. Even though he said, I'm healing. Like, you are not healing. You have not been hurt, my friend.
Well, he obviously was right back on the dating site within, like, moments.
She mentioned that.
Yeah.
But, so Sean asks Amira what happened and, like, she talks about, like, she had to go to the prison cell. Her phone was taken away.
Yo, that was crazy, right? She didn't have any shoes. She took away, like, 3 days in there.
3 days?
And then, like, no communication.
They didn't tell her anything.
No communication. What's going to happen? Open the door.
3 days? You think you're going to be, like...
Now get on a plane and leave.
And then
where are you going? Where's this plane going?
Okay. So she says there's no messages for Andrew.
Then she says...
Maybe. Almost not enough. Barely. She said barely.
Yeah.
I would probably say the same. I would want to see 300 messages from you. But I mean, I bet you there was like one.
Oh my god. Okay.
This guy. I'm never gonna be on his side. I don't care what.
But like, the thing is that we'd never hear his story. That's what I'm disappointed about.
His story is I'm gonna pout away when I'm an abuser.
I just wanna hear him defend himself. Like there were locked accusations made against him. And I just want to hear him say.
Then you know what? XYZ. He didn't stay because he knows he's wrong.
He probably is. You're probably right. You like, I agree.
Ugh.
But sometimes you want to hear people weasel away to see if they're actually, you know, like Natalie, how she was accused of saying what it's like to be a whore. Something like
what?
Yeah, she said the girl, the Mike's friend. Who was the?
Oh,
it was like,
yeah,
like
yeah. We'll get to that. I wrote a little.
But
thing
you could
that.
Tell us. She was like, "Yep. I probably said that, but I'm gonna lie right now and say it." Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, I have more to say. Anyway. But so then he's like, he's leaving, and everyone's like, "Give him a chance," and she's like, "Hell no," and then he knows that he's in for shit if he comes back. So
it's probably like a chess move to be like, yeah, I'm gonna get if unless she's there for me to like, yeah, okay, I could see how he'd want to make sure that, yeah, if they were all on camera at the same time, then he could kind of play the cards and gaslight and do all those other things.
So I mean, at the end of the day, the other folks are like, I think they're both lying. But I
don't know. I think I believe Amira.
Oh, Amira? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Andrew is a DC douche canoe.
Well,
I will never.
All right. Whatever. Anyway, are we done with him?
Yeah.
All right.
Goodbye.
And let's see. Let's talk about Natalie and Mike. Because now they're on the hot seat.
Oh, boy.
For, you know, I think mom got questioned and she had somebody stand up. Or was that last time?
That was last time. Okay. Mom. Asked the friend Tamara, the neighbor,
to
that
break it up
down on the four wheel.
Yeah.
Went down.
Oh no! This episode was
say you object, and she refused.
All right.
This was Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah was the friend that,
supposedly he was accused of cheating.
Well, it's his best friend. He was like the best man at her wedding.
Do you notice how her tone changed? She's like, as soon as it was brought up, she's like, I had the fear of him cheating. I didn't know, but I portrayed the fear. Like originally she's like, you are a cheater.
He's not a cheater. He is not a cheater. Do I think he's a nice? Do I think he likes her? No. He's probably a nice person, but I don't think he likes her.
All right.
From his facial expressions, I'm going on. But so Sarah... So my favorite thing of this whole episode.
Because they're incompatible. That's why.
Yeah.
Because like he's like she said, so very. Incompatible. He's very jokey and jovial.
She told him he's low class, and she said, or yeah. he said, just because you're pretty doesn't mean you're.
Yeah. Top shit.
Good or
yeah.
whatever. They are hating each other, but
so they don't. They don't mix.
My favorite part of this whole episode, can I just tell you, is when we open up to Mike and Allie, and Sean is like, you know.
I didn't think he was going to be here.
After that last tell-all, I did not think you would be together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just thinking, like, no one did, but it was ding-a-ding-a-ding money for mm-hmm. being on another season.
For sure.
Come on. Because remember back, that was like 6 months ago.
Oh, this just in. What do we? Oh, yep. They're going to be on Happily Ever After. Mike and Natalie.
What?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to do the podcast, baby.
I don't think it's going to be short-lived.
Don't tease me like this.
That's what I hear.
What? Yeah. I thought she was living in another state.
She's living in... I don't know.
I heard she was living in another state.
Another state? Mm. Oh, okay. Well, she's doing a lot of Instagram posting her stuff out there because she got those new fucked up lips she's got going on.
You know what? Sometimes
I do not like her fucking injections.
You don't like the injections, but they're puffy at first, but then they tone.
Her shit does not look good. It's fucking whack.
So Sarah, the friend, the best friend that was getting married, that he spent the night at her house on the couch, that he had a call with Natalie without a shirt and then heard in the background, I'm going to take a shower.
Yeah, but there's fucking 30 people in the
There's
house.
30 people there. But let's also be clear, like, if Not he 30. Really was mm-hmm. doing something.
Do you think he'd be that dumb to be like.
He wouldn't answer the phone.
Come on.
Did he answer the phone when he was in the woods the night before the wedding? No. He knows better than that.
Oh, you think he was doing something then?
No, I actually don't. I don't think he's cheated at all.
Yeah, no, neither do I.
I just think he doesn't like her. So Sean asks, first Sean's like, I didn't think you.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so Sarah's there. So Sean asks, like, what happened? And then nothing. Nothing. Of course nothing happened. Yeah. Like, she was getting married. Yeah.
What he said would happen.
If I had a boy here that I was just friends with and he was sleeping on the couch, like, who cares? And also, yeah, she says, like, there was like 10 other people in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sarah's like, you know, she doesn't think that they're a good combo because Natalie is serious, Mike is a joker.
Exactly.
And that's true. Sean asked, did anything happen? Of course not.
Mm-hmm.
And then Julia, who Julia pipes up when she doesn't need to in this whole thing.
She's a little young.
She flings in with there's never a man, woman, friend. Yeah, no, there actually can be if you're not a creep. Not everything is sexual.
True.
God. Okay, I wrote this down. Sarah said, are all Americans... No. Sarah said that Natalie said...
Right.
Are all Americans whores or just you?
Yeah. Now that shit... Are you kidding me?
Tiki, tiki, tiki. Natalie denies it.
That would send somebody fucking nuclear. And that's what happened. And then... So now this argument ensues, right? So he's like, hi, I'm Natalie. Oh, hi. Nice to meet you. And then that statement happens. And then all of a sudden there's a ton of yelling and more shit being thrown and whatnot. And then Mike is asked... Mike is asked, oh, did this really happen? And then Mike is like, I don't know. Well, and then, you know, he's not going to fucking, you know, I don't know. He's not going to do it.
Stupid. Why are they going to be on another season of something?
I don't know. A lot of people are firing back. We're like, yo, get these people off the screen. So I don't know. Maybe Sharp Entertainment will listen and not put these guys back. Because they really don't deserve to be. Won't. They don't deserve to
be. They have nothing else. Do you want to know who's more boring than Natalie and Mike?
Who?
Tariq and Hazel.
More boring, you think?
More boring. They're the more most boring. Tariq and Hazel are the most boring couple. They had to dramatize, pretend drama of like, they were, Hazel was like, somebody was.
Okay, fine. But now, I guess I gotta say, Hazel's face when turned to certain questions.
No, I'm just saying.
That was entertaining to me.
Okay. So they were like,
because Tariq was in the hot seat. He's like, you're going to talk about me being friends with her still and how we got here and then what polyamory is about.
Freaking Minty Mini. No, they were like exposed to COVID. So that's why they're in separate rooms. That was already like the stupidest drama. Like,
it's not drama. That's fine. That's what they're doing.
Well, no, but they made it seem like, oh, they're in separate rooms. Right. No. Well, and he has to be safe because of his daughter.
For this stupid show.
So... Okay.
All right.
I'm just, listen. So there's so much to say here. It's just boring. But Minty Mini was there, right? And she is saying that, like, they still talk. That was, I think that was last week. But no, Sean asks, like, why are you wanting, like, you're really wanting a girlfriend? And Hazel's like, yep. And then Tariq is like, let me explain.
Because a lot of people do this. This is not something that's different.
It's like threesome, da da da.
It's not a threesome.
No. And then Hazel's like, sex is not the priority.
I didn't know that Minty and Hazel didn't have sex.
I thought Minty and Hazel humped. And I thought Tariq and Minty humped. They apparently didn't. I don't know what they did. Then why is everybody so angry? Did they kiss?
Because she likes, first of all, Tariq likes Minty.
Mini Minty.
Whatever. He likes, and the attention that her husband was given this woman.
It would never work for me. Like, if you.
Babe, come on. That's not even, that's wouldn't even be on our menu.
No, it would not. Don't even. Nope. And I don't think you want two ladies, because. It's a lot of work. So Tariq is like, the term is polyamory. And then Ziad is like, sorry, that is not normal. Like, I like the pop-offs of like the other cast. Like, Ziad is like, what is happening? This is what? And then...
to each his own, right?
Tariq's like, it makes Hazel happy.
True. Which is kind of all that matters. What they do...
Sean throws up, what about Minty? Dun da da da. Here comes Minty. So this is you talk about Hazel's face. So we bring in Minty and like Sean says something about like, oh, how is it to see Minty again? And like Tariq is like, and then Hazel's face is like pure disdain.
I wish I could like. She asked a question and she said something about, you're gonna lie to my face like that. You're really gonna lie. Hazel's got some spice to her. Some like very.
Yeah, I like her. But actually, it was this episode when Sean was like, "When's the last time you and Tariq spoke?" And she's like, "Well, today." And then Tariq.
Let me explain.
There's some clarity. Yeah. We last communicated today. Yeah. So then we talk about like, should he delete the number? Yes, he should just delete her number. It upsets his wife now. It's his wife.
Yeah.
Why is he talking to her ever again? Even Mike said, just delete the number, my friend.
Yeah. It's bringing stress to your relationship. You should probably,
And Tariq then
remove yourself.
Confirms. Never had a threesome.
Yeah.
Which I'm confused now. What is the drama then? They were just talking.
Too much attention focused in the wrong direction.
I thought they all she had should a hump be a dump.
No. Hazel should be number one. She didn't feel like she was number one.
Okay. Then you know what Tariq needs to do? Never speak to the other woman again. Why does he keep talking to her?
Because
90 Day keeps bringing her in Thailand. The mix?
She's from Thailand, and he likes Thai women.
Yeah, remember that top he wore with the tie? Mm-hmm. That was the stupidest shirt I've ever seen.
And like, that's that, right? Okay.
Yep, that's it.
That's all we got.
I've only got three couples, and I thought, well, did I miss somebody?
No, that was what it was.
I mean, Julia just kept popping off. Natalie did have some lips.
And Hazel, I'm not Hazel.
Yara looked amazing. Looked perfect.
Ziad's buttons were screaming for relief. No, and so Ziad was Mike. Mike's buttons were screaming for relief too.
Ziad looked great.
No, he didn't. He needs to get a new fucking top.
I like how you say top because you don't like it when I say that. Yeah. That's all I got.
Yeah. So, happy COVID.
Yay. We're both vaccinated. Yippee!
Not fully vaccinated, but vaccinated.
Fully. You got your two shots. I got my one JJ.
I didn't get two shots.
No, you got. Oh, sorry. You got the JJ too.
Yeah,
we're done. You got till Thursday. I got till Saturday, and then it was taken off the market. Let's not talk about that. But we are vaccinated. We just you have
dogs a are good
days
sleeping, hanging out, being good pups.
She was good.
Yeah,
he threw a basketball in my face today. Earlier in the evening. This is just like a mom's pride. Not that, but like when I was putting him to bed, he looked at me in the eye and he said, "I am so sorry that I threw the ball in your face."
It was like an hour later. That's good.
I felt like that was a mom parenting win. All not right. mom, sorry, parent win.
Well, we have a good kid and...
I just want to be kind.
Don't care too much about all that stuff. But anyway, thank you for listening. I care, but I don't think these people care.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for listening. Thank you. And like I said, if you want to hear more from us, send us your drama and let us comment on your life. And we'll give you some feedback. So,
when's the next 90 Day show on?
Don't know.
That is it for us today. And we will leave you with a... Can't do it. We'll do it live.
I showed my friend this clip for the first time. They had never seen it.
You need to look it up on YouTube. Everybody needs.
It's the best joy.
That's tomorrow, and that is it.
Knowing that he gets.
I had to make him watch it a couple times because it was so shocking.
See you later, guys.